I can't even begin to tell you how many stories are coming out of the United States this evening. We were going to talk about those tariffs that Donald Trump has imposed on Chinese goods. We will come to that in a second. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, is with us. But as we come to air, Simon, this evening, I mean, they're falling like flies in the Oval Office. Is there anyone left in Donald Trump's inner sanctum? What's happened this evening?
Well, big news here. Just within the last couple of minutes, Ian, as we were preparing to come on air, the president on Twitter, where else, has announced that he is firing his national security advisor, General H.R. McMaster, and replacing him with John Bolton. And if that name sounds familiar, it is familiar to many listeners, because John Bolton was George W. Bush's ambassador to the United Nations. He is a neoconservative and architect of the Gulf War and the decision to invade Iraq in the aftermath of the attacks on America on September the 11th, 2001. General McMaster has known for a while that he was on the outs in Donald Trump's inner circle. The two men had an enormous amount of tension. It said that President Trump simply didn't find H.R. McMaster to be particularly fun, that he was looking for someone with whom he could engage in a more direct manner. He often found General McMaster's briefings apparently turgid and a little bit too much focused on the detail for the president's liking. So H.R. McMaster is shown the door just a matter of days after Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, learned on Twitter that he too was losing his job. Indeed, just a few hours ago here in Washington, Rex Tillerson bade his formal farewell to his colleagues at the State Department. His last act as Secretary of State. We are waiting for confirmation hearings to see whether Mike Pompeo, in fact, becomes the man who will succeed him. But I think that this departure of H.R. McMaster should not be viewed in a vacuum, because it is highly likely that a large number of staffers on the National Security Council, and remember, that is the president's kind of personal foreign policy unit in the West Wing of the White House, I think it's highly likely that a large number of staffers will follow him out of the door. I can tell you that top figures on the National Security Council will view John Bolton's appointment with grave concern. He's absolutely not the kind of ideologue that they will want to work alongside or work for. And all of this is happening, of course, at a time of great importance for U.S. foreign policy. Remember, between the State Department and the National Security Council, they're supposed to be planning that summit meeting between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Hard to imagine who's going to make the plans for that now, given that the president has lost his Secretary of State. There are scores of openings at the State Department that have never been filled on Donald Trump's watch, and now he is showing General H.R. McMaster the door from the National Security Council as well. One other point of note, John Bolton was tipped some months ago for a top position within Donald Trump's cabinet. Indeed, he was touted as a possible Secretary of State before Rex Tillerson was offered the job. It was widely reported at the time that one of the reasons why he didn't get the job from President Trump is that the president had a problem with his moustache. If you've ever seen a picture of John Bolton, you will know that he's got a quite impressive moustache on him. Seemingly, President Trump, now anxious to bring new people to the fore within his administration, is looking past the moustache and putting John Bolton in an office very close to the Oval Office in the West Wing.
And of course, already today, President Trump's lead lawyer for the special counsel, John Dowd, resigning as well. So, I mean, this is just another name. We'll see how this, of course, pans out in the next few days and whether that appointment as well, Simon, of John Bolton means that others choose to walk as a result. And that's the... You alluded to it there about how his appointment may be received by others on the Security Council. I mean, this could be huge. This could just be the beginning of how vast this story is likely to play out.
Well, I think so, Ian, because he is so ideological, John Bolton. He is so conservative, so extreme from a foreign policy perspective, that I think this only underscores the fact that Donald Trump is moving his government to the right and moving his government further and further away from the center ground in Republican politics. We've seen that over the China tariffs that you mentioned a little bit earlier, the president unveiling today $60 billion of punitive tariffs targeted on the government of China, prompting a stock market meltdown, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing nearly 3% of its value in trading today. And remember that core Republican ideology is not the ideology of protectionism and tariffs. It is the ideology of free trade. So you've got centrist Republicans extremely anxious about where he's taking the country in terms of trade policy. Are we now on the brink of a trade war with China and possibly other countries as well? And now with this appointment of John Bolton right in the heart of the West Wing of the White House as his national security advisor, a position that, by the way, does not require congressional approval, because John Bolton will report directly to the president in the White House itself. It's not one of those cabinet positions that requires a Senate confirmation hearing. I mean, I think many foreign policy analysts here will say that this is President Trump taking a dramatic move to the right, first of all in terms of trade policy and embracing those more protectionist approaches to trade, but also in strategic terms. You know, John Bolton, as the architect of the war against Saddam Hussein, or certainly a very prominent architect of the war against Saddam Hussein, he is no shrinking violet in foreign policy terms, and he does not embrace traditional ideology or philosophy about America's leadership role in the world, building alliances, putting teams of people together, and finding ways of accommodating other countries. This is a dyed-in-the-wool neocon, and that's what he's going to be steps away from the Oval Office.
Simon Marks, we will be back with you, I'm sure, on this, and we might even get a chance later to talk about the Joe Biden, Donald Trump Twitter spat, which kind of concluded with threats, literally threats of physical violence.